It's time for the Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one in all of our places, the villa to all of our old houses, the stain in all of our memories, the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
DIY, Justin.
That's right. Kevin and I, I'm going to put a picture of it up on the Facebook page.
Do it. Right now.
Kevin
stop.
And I completed
it. Stop.
Kevin and I completed our first home improvement project. We built a it's prefab cabinets.
They're fab cabinets. But they're prefab cabinets.
Yeah, they are fabulous. But we put them together. Kevin stained them. And then we set them together, and then we cut a countertop for it. It's a nice granite laminate.
Yeah,
and it looks set good on top, and it looks really really nice.
My wife chose chose the color of the granite laminate, and it matches the hideous floor. Like I don't know if that was her intention or what.
Ladies have an eye for that stuff.
I don't. She would disagree. So I'm very.
She doesn't
very
think
pleased.
She has an eye. Or
no, she doesn't.
She thinks she's the only lady that has an eye.
No, the second thing.
Okay.
She would tell you she's not good at that kind of stuff. But she nailed it, which was very pleasant.
Yeah, it looks really good. I hate to keep bragging about it, but I'm very proud of us. We did a good thing. I've never cut a laminate countertop.
Yeah.
I messed up. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't need to. They don't never
all right.
know.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. And it's nice because
it's funny. We should put like some Home and Garden magazine picture up. That's
what we
do.
Yeah, exactly.
We're very bad at this.
We did this. Well, here at the Willow Street Alley,
stuff.
it's got this terrible. There's just this. The place has three bedrooms. This apartment, this triplex that I live in.
Yeah.
It has no dining room except for I believe that it was originally intended that this little space where we put these cupboards mm-hmm. was intended to be like a breakfast nook.
Yeah.
Because the only way you can tell is because there are two lights in the mm-hmm. kitchen. So there's like one over the sink and then one over the space in the middle of the room.
For when old people eat breakfast.
What old people need three bedrooms? That's the thing I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I would get it if it were a one bedroom. I'd be like, yes, clearly.
Who was it that I saw did that? I think I want to see it was that J. Edgar movie where Leonardo DiCaprio, young baby-faced Leonardo DiCaprio, plays
with or without the beard,
long-time cross-dressing rumored FBI director J. Edgar Hoover, and him and his assistant, which was rumored was his lover, ate like a meal in a nook in a kitchen. It looked like that. That's what it reminded me of. That these guys had a huge house, but they're eating in the kitchen, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
but they were old by then.
Maybe on the other end of the living, like maybe something's changed. Like the living room was supposed to be part of it. Was a dining room.
Yeah, maybe
room
that framing
point.
That they put in. This is. I don't think people care. I'm realizing
do.
You and I are having a conversation and forgot we're talking into microphones.
I didn't. I think it's very fascinating.
I did then.
Justin did a great job. He also went to a fitting today. His computer just turned off.
Oh, good for you.
It's been a great day.
Saucy.
That's not what I thought would happen on that one. I'm going to be honest.
You've changed our tone. I sound good. I sound better
really?
Than normal. Yeah. I sound really nice.
I flattened your EQ, but last time we did your EQ like this. This is what we did to make it sound like a Shure SM7B.
That's different.
Daddy likey, that one.
I think it's clear that we're in like the mid-season slump right now. So here's some things to look forward to in the season ahead.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to join our cast?
Next. Yeah, that's happening.
You're going to jump a shark?
That was mid-series. Yeah, I'm just going to straight up jump a shark. I'm dead weight. Next weekend we're going to do something related to Comic-Con.
Of course.
We're either going to be there.
Yeah.
Or we're going to talk about it.
And in our usual fashion, I think we should talk about it for at least a month.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Break down each individual booth.
Piece by piece.
And talk about it 10 minutes each.
I will at some point release all the secrets of Sly 4.
Oh.
I've decided we will do that.
Wow.
That'll be pretty great.
Wow.
I'm going to give you all the information.
So, and by saying this, what you're not asking the listeners do is to flood our email inbox with what particular question they would like answered.
Well, the thing is, I think we know all your questions.
Like, here's what I think we do. We do live call-in.
No.
We can't do that?
No.
Okay. All right.
Now that won't work.
Production meeting in the middle of the show.
We're also going to do a Christmas giveaway.
What?
A lot going on the SFP.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Since we're in a null zone right now. We did DIY is what we did today. So
here was the plan.
Tired.
The plan was we were going to come out. I was going to come over. We're going to have dinner like we normally do, and then we're going to bang out a counter.
Yeah,
and then if we had energy left, we were going to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I had a long day. I don't know about you, Kevin.
I did.
I had a long day with children, new babysitter fitting, installing ceiling fans at the building.
Just so we all know, those are commas. That's not a new babysitter fitting. You had a new babysitter.
Oh, she fit.
Comma.
She fit just fitting. Fine. No, she's a little old for my taste. She's 22.
Those are knives. That wasn't a bed creaker.
Which, by the way, I want to say this because I think it's interesting. Mm. Maybe more so for the other show. But I talked to you about, there's a website that I found her through, Sitter City, that these girls that are nannies, and there's men. You can look for guys to watch your kids, too.
Finally.
Yeah. At last.
And, never forget. A.K.A.
Racist. Sexist.
This is our Ricky Gervais impression. It's very good.
But anyway, you go on there, and then you could say, hey, I'd like you to babysit my kids. And they have pictures, and because we live in Los Angeles, the pictures are not pictures. They're headshots that are done by somebody who gets paid a lot of money, and they're airbrushed and stuff.
Yep.
And so then, but then I guess some people use this as a way to pick up chicks, like a butt over. Like single dads, I guess, could easily do that. And so this poor girl that I was contacting was like, well, I can hear your kids in the background, so I guess you're not crazy, which made me laugh. That made me giggle that I'm like, really? I never even would have thought that that was a concern. And then she shows
up
and
sees, pretty girl.
He sees this handsome piece of meat, which, by the way, also prerequisite. this prerequisite must have pepper spray on keychain. All ladies in their early 20s that live in Los Angeles, especially if they're transplants.
Yeah.
This is the third chick in a row that I've met, all of them babysitters. And they said, well, when I moved here, my mom said she bought me this and said I had to keep it with me.
And they give an earthquake preparation kick. So.
Nope, didn't do that.
Really?
She's going to die when the 9.2 comes, but she...
We're all dying when the 9.2 comes.
And by 9.2, we mean 92.1 FM.
The craze that pays for days and days. You've blessed us so much by all the things you've done at this house. You've hung all sorts of things. You've fixed all sorts of crap. Every time something's wrong, you fix it. So Kat and I have prepared this little gift for you.
Oh, boy. I feel like I should have music or something like that. Like the home. What the hell is that?
We picked this up at TJ Maxx in the clearance session section. The label here says Torma SL pitted hot chili olives.
Oh.
And they're like green olives, big green olives with a jalapeno pepper shoved in their backside.
Yeah.
So they either
like sperm. Ginormous
sperm. Maybe poop. But they are hideous. And when I saw it, I said, Justin needs that.
Going up in my kitchen.
That's from the Santa Monica TJ Maxx. Why in the world those are at TJ Maxx?
Organic sperm. Yeah, we got to put a picture of that up on the Facebook page so people can see it.
Thank you. That's our Father's Day present to you for being such a great dad to the Millers.
I like it. This is great. You know what I like about this, too, is that I was prepared to be embarrassed by, because you guys amped this up so much.
Yeah.
On my side, and not realizing, this is why you were excited.
Well, because
funness because
it was dumb.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what if it's something that's gonna make me feel bad that they got
like an actual nice gift.
Yeah, well, just not nice, like just something like big that's like, look at this.
Yeah,
like, oh,
we got
like,
you.
Oh, why did you guys do that?
It's a ceramic version of your child.
Oh, geez.
So you'll never have to be without your baby boy at this age.
That looks expensive.
And is he in there?
We had
Jack.
Your kids. Frozen in carbonite.
Jack, that's not a real technology. You killed my children. But look how clean and plasticky they look. That's it. I'm taking back the jalapeno
peppers. No, I like that.
No, that was still in the bed.
It's funny because as soon as I saw it was edible and you were explaining it, there's a big part of me that's like, well, now I have to eat one. Eat one on the air, but I don't know if I can do it right now.
No, I don't think these are not for eating. These are for looking. You eat one and it ruins. What I told Kat was, because you got to see this jar. It's hideous.
Yeah,
it's
it'll be on the Facebook page.
Decorative. I mean, I don't know who, where, thought that this was a good idea.
Weird handles that are incomplete, so it's meant to be hung.
Yeah,
by some kind of necklace.
Clearly, somebody's like, "This is something that you put on display."
Like, I feel like if there was a Flavor Flav version of a chef,
yeah,
he would wear this around his neck instead of a clock. You know what I mean? And he would be like, "Pitted chili olives, boy."
My fear was that you were going to figure out a meal to serve with those in them.
Oh, that's easy.
That we were going to come over, and you're going to just lay one of those across a plate of spaghetti.
That's all you got to do. Make a taco. Yes. Well, I have to
maybe like
one.
A salad. It could be a salad or
if I had to make it whole,
a really weird martini. If I,
a sexy martini, a sextini.
While we're in the slump, I'm playing a lot of Little Big Planet 2 right now, and they know this, but Bradley.
I like that this becomes a one-way telephone for our listeners.
I'm enjoying playing Little Big Planet with Braden or with Bradley and Jaden when I can.
No, you can call him Braden.
That's their celebrity name. But man, when I hit decline 6 times, you got to know that I'm doing something. And I don't ask me another 10 times.
You know what he's doing?
Yeah, what's that?
He's making a beaver too, guys.
I did. I made a beaver.
You made two. One of them looked like Dr. Moreau made it.
It was just a clump.
Daddy's full of 90s references today.
It was good.
The other one was really nice.
Yeah, it was a nice beaver.
It was a nice beaver. Yeah,
I thought of that.
Please don't make that a drop.
Oh, that's actually very nice. I'm drawing beavers. Oh, now that's not. Oh, that's actually very nice. Yeah, what movie was that from? I only saw the preview. Yeah, so this goes for everybody. If you see the Kevin Miller online playing the same game as you, invite him to a game. Please do, because I like playing games with people. But if he says no after like 3 times, it's probably not an accident. Like, it's probably intentional. I'll give you the first 2.
Now, here's the thing, though. For Justin Comedy, which is my PSN gamer tag, if you send me an invite to a game and it gets declined, that's probably an accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can invite me 3 times, and if I decline each time or you don't hear from me, that means that I'm either going, I've got 15 minutes because my kid's still
asleep.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's where I was. I had 15 minutes before you came over. Yeah. I was trying to make a beaver.
Yeah. Funny every time.
And
now I want to know, why did you choose a beaver?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because
it says right here in the script.
I've been thinking, right. So does it says this next. So I've been thinking a lot about what because I want to design a level. I want to, there's a few different organizations that put together like collection of good levels. And I've been trolling through people creating different levels. And a lot of times it's not very good.
Yeah.
And although the stuff that Bradley and Jaden put together, or Braden, they have one level that's, whatever. You didn't sign an NDA. They have a great level that's based on Journey. So they bought the Journey DLC and loaded that in, and it looks fantastic. I was super blown away by what they're doing. So it actually plays like Journey and moves like Journey. So that looks really great. But a lot of the, I think kind of the fun of it is that you can do whatever you want. I want to make a level that looks like it came from the developers of Little Big Planet. Like, it's got the same fun and, you're off mic.
I was 3 feet away.
So this morning we were in our staff meeting and we were in prayer, and and I've been trying to think about what I should, like this morning I was like, should I do like a recycling plant? I had all these different ideas, trying to think of something in character. And we went to go to prayer, and the moment I closed my eyes, I could see that beaver that I made in my head clearly, and I'm like, oh, I just need to
the
make
the second
a little,
one is what you're
the talking. Second one, not that first one. I just need to make a little beaver, and so I'm going to develop that character. I don't know if that's the one I'll end up doing, but it gave me a good.
And how
thing
do
to
you like?
On.
Is it is the idea? Because I've only played the first game.
You watch 55 tutorials to make a level, 55 little animatics on how to use the tools and things.
And a beaver is not covered in any.
Not in any of them. 55. I've gotten an award for spending 120 minutes in the creator mode alone. 55, and I'm not done.
I know. Like, but is that because it's so in depth,
yes,
or is it
there's
because
so
it's,
many
that's
tools.
A flaw?
No. There are so many tools. It is so deep. There is so much. Like, they build these tools to be so user-friendly and yet so open-ended. It's ridiculous.
So why is it, psychologically, like, why is it that someone like me thinks of that? Like, anytime I think of, like when Infamous had the user-generated, the UGC missions or whatever, that
I was like, I don't think.
Well, see, UGC on Infamous, God bless them, still doesn't have what I think is the key element to Infamous.
I'm ready.
Voice acting. Like, the whole point, it's a story, right? It's a movie.
Yeah, you could only just
there's no talking.
A mission with nothing.
Yeah, if they could produce some sort of thing. You know, that's
and Little
thing.
Big Planet does have this?
You can have the same.
And write text.
And write text, and you can make their mouths move to the.
Yeah.
So it's in the same style as the rest of the game. In the Little Big Planet 2, there are cut scenes, but very few cut scenes that actually have dialogue. But you can survive without that. I think I haven't gotten deep into it, but I think you can actually record yourself saying, Sackboy, help me, using your move, the PlayStation move, and then that'll show up as well. So I'm going to play with that functionality. So it's really deep, and it has a lot to it. And you can do as much or as little as you want. You are, it's intimidating, right? That's what you're thinking about? Yeah.
I've read an article, and I know I've brought it up on the show at least once, is that there's an article that talks about gaming from a dad's perspective, and that there are a lot of gamers that have now become old enough to have children, and they don't have the time to devote to a 24-hour, type of
game. That's why you need a Vita.
Yeah?
That's exactly what it is.
Because you could do it anywhere.
I was playing a game for 5 minutes while you were setting up the podcast.
But at the same time, one of the things that the guy has brought up, I was like, wow, it's funny how people they're really similar because all it took is that me to have fatherhood in common with these people. And I'm I couldn't agree more. Like, I would love to feel satisfied with a story bite-sized chunk that didn't make me feel like I was, my children were off in a playpen constantly. You know what I mean? And so there are these games like Mass Effect 3. I think that's also why I put that big expectation that I got to lose like 15 pounds in order to buy it, because I'm like, I'm gonna want to celebrate big time if I do that, and I'm okay with checking out for a little bit and spending some time on it. But now it's not like I couldn't even imagine doing it right now.
Well, and that's the thing about UGC content, right? In order to do it well, it takes a lot of work. You're an entire game development company.
You're everybody. Unless you got a Jaden in your back pocket and you're Bradley,
and then you can break up the work or whatever. But as I think about it, once I learn all the tools, I want to sit down. I'm going to draw the level. I'm going to work on the mechanics. Then I'm going to add all the decorations. Then I'm going to go in and add.
And you're
sound
making
effects.
Like essentially a side-scrolling level. Because that's what I remember in Little Big Planet.
They have a lot now. You can do in Little Big Planet 2, you can change the camera so it's a top down, so the gravity actually shifts it. So you do like racing games or shooter games or like old school, like 1942 games where the plane. So there's a lot of different camera modes and stuff you can do. But you can adjust anything. You can change the gravity in the game mid game. You can change the lighting. You can build these switches that turn stuff. You have logic patterns. They have all these different things that teach you how to, to create like big boss battles or whatever. You can do everything. They built a tool to make everything that they made in the game. I wish that I could hook a computer or a laptop or a keyboard and a mouse with a drop down menu of the tools right on the screen, because that would go a million times easier than moving.
Do you want my little text input thing for the PlayStation?
The typing the text is that'll be the last step I do. And that'll be. And I'll actually write that on the screen.
That's funny.
But you can make the little bubble like you.
Of imagining in my head like Bradley and Jaden using their little sack, like building a level, like they're two Sackboy construction guys.
I wanted to ask them what they did. They also made all the Sly Cooper ancestors. So they said they have a ton of DLC they've bought. I don't know if you're using your own money, boys.
So they download the DLC to be the Sly Cooper, or they built them?
They built them because they don't exist. So using the
existing
50
stuff.
Different DLC packets that are out there, because you can download, like I bought the Toy Story packet because you get to be Buzz Lightyear. Or did I? But yeah, Buzz Lightyear and a couple other things. But it also came with the some extra levels that were set in the Toy Story world. So that was pretty fun. And then I bought an Egyptian one just for fun to see what it was like. But they, there's Motor Mayhem ones, and there's Assassin's Creed ones, and there's just random packs like vacationing on the road.
There is not really a Motor Mayhem one.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah.
Are you, I think you're pulling the wrong game.
Oh,
that's the
no,
game
yeah, Motor Storm. You're right. Motor Mayhem.
Motor Mayhem.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be real good. So I recommend it. I know it's pretty old, but they keep pushing back the release date for the Vita, and I'd be I know it's a completely different game. So hopefully the I can take my level on the go and build it at work when no one's looking.
Yeah.
And then upload it, ghost upload it, and come home, and it's...
Yeah, I just feel like if there's, like... I don't know. There's a part of me, and I know it's unfair, because here's the thing. Ratchet & Clank has taught me that there's a genre of game that Daddy likes, yeah. and I'm interested in, that I...
Ratchet & Clank is not it.
No, it is.
Oh, good, good, good.
Because, like, I can't remember who it was. I want to say his name was Jimmy, was on the Facebook page, and he was like, hey, I've played this game. I need a game with a good story that's not Kingdom Hearts whatever. And somebody threw up the Jack and Daxter. He's like, I couldn't get into him. And somebody was like, well, I like that. He goes, I played Ratchet and Clank and I really liked it. And I was like, yeah, because I really like that the humor and the story of the game that
we
played.
Were playing.
Like, I just was like, oh, this is cool. And the gameplay is just fun. Like, and I was like, oh, this is why people who are my age or close to it like playing Sly Cooper. Yeah. There's an aspect of the gameplay that is fun, you know, for them. And I was like, oh, okay, now I get it. And Little Big Planet, I think, also would kind of fit into that same kind of genre. And then, but the Little Big Planet 2, the idea of playing a user-generated level, to me, it's like, well, there's a reason why pros do it.
Some of them I downloaded now that make into the MM picks and stuff are like, no, that was pretty legit.
Yeah.
That seemed like something that, I mean, who knows how many hours they put on these things. And, you know, and the thing that's so fun.
It makes me wonder if like a Matt Kramer goes under like a pseudonym.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Krat Mamer.
It's really cumbersome. Like the only reason I want to do it is because I want to toy around with level design and actually getting used to it. And here's a game that puts out the tools that are...
It is like a preschool class in game design.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't have to build all the tools behind it, but you get to be the badass game the level designer.
It's like Mega Bloks.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Versus Legos.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to start... Or like Legos versus Atoms.
I'm with you.
Or Legos versus Carpentry.
Yeah,
because you know what, you're gonna put it together. It's gonna look like something. You go ahead and the kid a saw.
And your mom or your dad will go, yeah, that's a nice castle. It's a dragon. I mean, dragon.
The planter box. It's got feathers.
Don't you kind of miss those days of like you could build something and then have somebody completely misunderstand what you're trying to do and just be like okay with it?
No, I hated those days, dude. I used to draw comic books.
Oh, that's
books
right. You used to draw a lot of
all the time, and like. I had a flashback to it. The only marketable or usable skill that I have from the most noticeable I've noticed from drawing comic strips for thousands of hours as a child is that I can identify a straight line anywhere. And when we were doing our DIY, you said, is that line straight? And I can, I'm right every time because it's what I did for hours and hours as a kid, sit there and
boxes.
With a ruler, drawing boxes and then drawing something inside the box. Most of the game was drawing these straight boxes and then like, oh, what's going to go on the side
of
this
box? I just had an idea for your next level if you so desire.
Yeah, hit me.
Or next theme. I think you should, since, you know, you couldn't make a Super Pups, like, small animatic or whatever, you make a Super Pups, Little Big Planet game level.
Yeah, the thing that, I could play a little bit with that. What I like about the Little Big Planet theme and why my goal is to make something that looks like it came from the development is that there's a sort of an aesthetic that they play with of, like, everything put to smash together into the same. It's like a mosaic of materials and pieces. And
it reminds me of like a kid's project for Thanksgiving or
right,
you know what I mean?
But like an explosion of
those
fun.
Little brads that you would push through and then bend out behind it so things could spin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like with my beaver that will be available soon. I for a while was working on a tail and then I realized his tail just needs to be a giant leaf because that's in the style of what it looks like something that somebody cobbled together using a bunch of different pieces. I think that's the fun part of it. So the Super Pups. That's not true to the vision of Super Pups. The Super Pups are a high level.
I just throw it out on the table. You can eat it or you can pass.
I'll see if I can make one. I'll see what it looks like.
Wait, we'll finish your beaver level first.
Well, I made a beaver. Next, I don't know what I'll make next.
I
got to start praying, see what God sends into my head.
Well, it would be a sad day for you to not share your beaver.
Oh, he'll be available. That's what I was going to say. The best part, like, once you make an object like that, I captured him, uh-huh. and then I can make him a little bobble. So when you play my level, you can unlock him, and he'll show up in your objects folder.
Oh.
So you can just, oh, great, I got a beaver. Yeah. His name is Modella.
Yeah.
For Model A. Yeah. Modella.
This Spanish beaver.
It means something, right, in Spanish? I don't know.
I think Modelo is the beer.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. So this is Modelo. It's the feminine Spanish beer.
Would you like to spend 5 minutes talking about video game commercials?
No. We've only got 5 minutes left. Yeah. Why burn a wonderfully good topic?
I know, right?
On 5 minutes. What else are you playing right now?
Well, I've been playing the Formula One game a lot, and I'm very happy. I'm a little disappointed in myself that I didn't open it earlier. For those of you who have been listening for quite a while, you know that I've mentioned it, that I bought it when it was brand new. Mm-hmm. Like, I did the Amazon pre-order that it came the day that it was released, and it has sat shrink-wrapped in my entertainment center. I've even taken it on the road with me in a suitcase.
In shrink-wrapped. I hate that.
Because I would be like, well, if I want to pop it open, I'll pop it open.
And I haven't watched Three Kings, the George Clooney movie from 10 years ago. I'm serious. That movie has traveled across. Well, I took it out of the thing, put it in my little DVD sleeve.
Yeah.
It went all over the country with me. It's moved everywhere. I still haven't seen that stupid movie or SpongeBob SquarePants the film. Both of those movies I've carried with
you
me.
You've got to see SpongeBob. And I really just like never it. Pumped Three it. Kings isn't that good.
Yeah.
But SpongeBob SquarePants, I think I remember enjoying that movie.
Now I know what I'm doing.
I may or may not be mixing it up with the 3D Ride of Great America.
They're not the same?
No. So anyway, and I had this funny idea that I'm like, well, I won't open it until I know I'm going to play it, because what if I sell it on eBay? It'll get more money. I'm like, well, dummy, if you sell it on eBay, it's because the other one's coming out. Nobody's going to want your shrink-wrapped old version of the game.
Right.
So I popped it open. So glad I did, because anybody who's a Formula One fan, which I think there is one of our listeners that is, we've talked about it.
There are a lot of games out there. There are a ton of QWOP fans.
Did you see that? Who was it that sent us that? It was Philip, I think, sent it to us on the Twitter, the QWOP in real life.
Yeah.
That chick with the keyboard and that Asian kid's pretty hilarious. But anyway, my point is that there's KERS that it's this really cool thing. This is why I'm really starting to get into Formula One, even above like NASCAR, which is what kind of reinvigorated my interest in racing, is that the level of technology and what they do with the technology is really badass. So what KERS does is it takes the energy that is built up from braking, right? And each lap, it lets you store up a certain amount of that energy, and then it lets you use that energy on your drivetrain and essentially give you more horsepower.
That's also in reality, right? I've heard about that technology existing.
Well, they do that. The Prius does it, but it uses the energy to recharge the battery.
I see.
But the Modelo. But and then they also have this thing called the DRS, which is called the downforce reduction system, or I think it might be drag reduction, actually, where in a straightaway or it's where it's best is in a straightaway. But if you're a one second or less behind the person in front of you, you know, then you can open up the flap on your the rear spoiler, essentially creating a lot less drag on your car and giving yourself a speed boost to pass.
Wow.
And so they added all these things to create more passing and just to add another level of difficulty within the races. And it's a lot of fun to use that. And it's dumb, but it's like I used to play like at a higher difficulty level, and I wanted to build up to climb through the teams and stuff like that. Now I just start off as amateur. And I only do like 3 laps in the race, and it's so much more fun what I was talking
just
about.
To do it. Yeah.
Bite size. And that's what's kind of leaned me more towards sports games right now, is because there's a definite amount of time that I know that it's like, okay, I have 20 minutes. I could crank out a practice session, a qualifying, and a race if I focus and don't worry too hard about getting it picky, you know? And so it's really been a lot of fun.
What are your kids doing for those 20 minutes?
Huh?
What are your kids doing?
Couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
You're on your own, kids. Daddy's running a lap.
That's daddy's time. Although, I'm glad I chose the amateur, because sometimes Jack, they're sleeping, but sometimes Jack will wake up from his nap early. And And then he comes and he wants me to hold him while I'll still be doing the gamer thing.
Such
of
a snuggle.
Trying to play the game. And yeah. He's sitting there. And then what he does is he ups the difficulty. Is that he's not interested in touching the analog stick that I am. So
his brother, yeah. Who wanted to touch and look at everything you were doing.
He grabs the right analog stick, which is in Formula One, is the camera. So you'll be driving at what is equivalent to 150 miles per hour. In like very these tight dangerous. Turns and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden the camera just whips around. You have no idea which direction you're really going. And I go, Jack, I appreciate the added challenge. It is a little unfair because I've won every single race in my career. You know what I mean? Like, because the difficulty level's set so easy.
Right, right, right.
But I really want to get a hold of the mechanics. And then I really have learned that I need
to... explain all that to him?
Yeah. I do. I explain it all to him and he just goes... Aah! And he does like that. That was an unfair impression of my child.
That's pretty good.
But he does grunt a lot.
Well, that before we have to go, that's a good segue to what was the greatest post our Facebook page has ever had.
What's that?
When you said, what racing game is everybody?
Oh.
Only to be topped later that day by my question, what icon belongs on the new Second Funniest Podcast keyboard?
Oh.
So we're, like, that topped yours by about 150 later that. So we're blowing things away.
Yeah, Kevin, for those of you... Can I tell them this, or is this inappropriate to share about your drive with the
Facebook page and stuff like that? Yeah.
So Kevin, we had a little production meeting on our hangout night late last week, and we were talking about ways that we could try and grow the audience and stimulate the podcast growth and all this stuff. And we had some really fun ideas, really cool ideas. And then Kevin's thing was, he goes, well, I've been really working hard on the Twitter page and the Facebook page. And I go, well, is there anything I could do to help? He's like, if you could get on there every once in a while and, you know, post something or whatever, that would help. I was like, great, I could do that easy. So I go on there and I read some of the posts and then I go, oh, here's what I'll do. I'll ask what other racing games that
like
people have.
18 minutes after I had already posted a question, you posted another question.
I said, I'll figure out what other racing games everybody has, and if there seems to be like a common thread, like of six or more people have the, which I think the most common one was that Wipeout and then Mod Nation Racers, it seemed like a lot of people had. And I was like, and if it's a game that I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun, and then we could do like a racing thing game day two. So instead of just shooting at each other with Uncharted, we could do like a racing thing, which I was like, oh, that would be fun. And so that was all I was thinking. Well, Kevin has been coming with these hilarious and clever things, the questions and all this stuff, you know. So I get a call, and then there was a thing. Somebody posted fan art, and that you posted, you said, so this is minutes after you, before you called me.
Oh, was it really?
I was trying to add like funny comments to everybody's conversation and stuff. And I was really having a good time with it. And so somebody put a great pencil drawing of, I think, Link from Zelda, if I remember correctly. And you commented on it and said, hey, at what point does this not become just fan art and actually is art? And so I thought it was hilarious for me to write. I think that that he would need to have a messed up face, or there needs to be a bowl of fruit or a lighthouse or something like that. So other than that, I guess it's awesome. Like, what's kind of my point is to be stupidly, you know, rude. And so then, like, not 5 minutes after that, I get my phone rings and I pick it up and it's Kevin and he goes, hey, I just want to talk to you about the Facebook. I was like, oh no, somebody thinks I'm an asshole. Somebody got their feelings hurt. Because as I hit enter, I go, I wonder if somebody's going to look at this and go, why is Justin being such
a jerk?
Yeah.
I wish he'd stay off the Facebook page. Who told them to
get
on?
They wouldn't get, I was just kidding or whatever, you know? And so then you said, this is what Kevin said, he goes, you know how I've been like really, which in my head I'm going, oh, he's setting it up. Like, oh, this is so bad. I did something wrong. Was, you know, I've been trying. I've been coming up with these, like trying to come up with really interesting things that people want to share on Facebook and everything. And it's going to be, and then you come in here and you just shit all over their fan art. That's what I thought you were going to say. But he goes, and you come in with some simple question like, what racing game does everybody have? And it gets more, like, reach is what they call it on Facebook. Like, more eyes
people
see it
saw that than any
anything
other
you would post it all day. So
no, ever. Ever. You would hit over 1,000 people, and before that, some other post from, like, months ago, it hit, like, 960. I was so mad. So, thankfully, the couple things later that I posted beat yours. But I know only because of what you, like, your reach, and then I built on that reach.
Oh, you rode the wave. Is that how it works?
But I think you kind of been riding my wave. That's all.
That's true.
But here's the thing, is that Facebook lady is a real person. She's been emailing us from Facebook. You've been reading the page.
Yeah.
And she's been very clear. If we don't get 1,000 likes by July 30th, the page gets shut down.
You're going to shut it down.
So... we could still do the podcast. We just can't have a second.
Yeah, she's some kind of like number 12 to Zuckerberg or something like that. So
we'd have to be like...
And we can't... Here's the thing. I know that some of you are probably on the Facebook page that like interacting with each other and go, well, these guys love us. They're going to put a message board on the the website. No, we can't afford that.
That's too much money.
We can't afford that. We barely make enough money in subscription money. Yeah.
So we'd have to make like 40th funny. I think they said we were 80th. Yeah. 80 funniest podcast wasn't taken yet.
Yeah.
So 79 through... third was all taken, so we get bumped down to 80th, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get the word out. Otherwise, we become the 80th funniest podcast, which is not easy to say.
No.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to change our Twitter. Everything is just gonna have to go unless you people can share some of these hilarious, clever things that Kevin is writing and spending time so that
or ask what your favorite racing game is.
Yeah.
Which is obviously much more interesting.
No, it's not. That's the worst of it. The worst is that you're trying to be entertaining, and I was just trying to get information.
I think at the end of the day, it proves that it's supposed to be a social network and not like comedy yuck yuck hour. This comes from the guy that gave you semen in the jar.
Well, let's see how many people share this picture that we're about to put up on the Facebook page.
This is going to go viral.
Yeah, pitted olive chili, olive hot chili, pitted olive things.
This has been the Second Funniest Podcast. Justin just had a stroke.
I did. Now the right side of my things aren't working. I don't know what that even means.
I'm gonna go make you in Little Big Planet.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to keep telling your friends. Like you said, share it on Facebook. If we could get
Facebook
like 10,000 people to listen to this amazing show, then it will be amazing for us, and then it will be our job. We could do it 5 days a week. You want it 5 days a week, 365 days a year. That is not proper math, but it could happen.
My math? What?
On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller's Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.
We'll do it for 5 years. That's what you
said. Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.